following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch. And Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be on hand as usual. They join us at the end of the Doug and Daddy Show, and then from noon to one, the folks here at Cunningham's, all of you are invited to come in and join us. We talk Husker football. Sip will recap the win against Illinois, talk about Michigan State, give you a little of the good and not good, and there's way more good with this ball club than probably not good. Do they even have a weakness? We'll find out what that may be. We'll also turn him over to you until 1 o'clock, answering all your questions. Plus, during the Doug and Daddy Show, our Loper Link is coming up. We'll talk with Assistant Athletic Director Sean Fairbanks in just a minute about what's going on this weekend, including food, and who doesn't love food like we're going to have here at Cunningham's. Their wing special on every Wednesday, but you order off the menu and enjoy your lunch. Come in early. Enjoy your lunch. Enjoy Sip. We'll have you out of here by 1 o'clock. And again, if you do lunch from 11:30 to 12:30, fine. Stay until about 12:20 and slide on out of here. If you don't get lunch till 12:30, come on in anyway. And we will be giving away a gift card to Cunningham's to one of our patrons here today. Plus, when you order lunch, you sign up for Nebraska-Minnesota tickets, which we'll be giving away at the end of the season, the Wednesday before the Nebraska-Minnesota game, which is the week before Thanksgiving, by the way. And speaking of Thanksgiving, that's more food. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will join us a little bit later on in the show as well. Can you believe it is week six of the high school football season? But I'm going to tell you what, I'm sorry, it just doesn't matter.
The pitch, swinging a ground ball to third, is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Cologne, and the Royals win it!
Ryan Lefevre of the Royals Radio Network. What was that?
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line. Here's Cologne. And the Royals win it.
I don't care. I'll be sappy because going with social media this morning, I couldn't believe how many sappy people there were out here. But I guess for the folks that are in my generation, when they won the World Series, that was my freshman year of college. Yes, I was there for at least a year. But that has been so long ago that our generation doesn't remember the Royals. As they said, most of these guys weren't even born, that are on the Royals, weren't even born the last time. Not that they won the World Series, that they made the playoffs 29 years ago. And we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But Sean Fairbanks is with us here for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. Sean, it's probably a good thing you're here because the next half hour would be Kansas City Royals and only Kansas City Royals.
Well, that's okay. You know, I'm a Kansas native, and you always root for them. And I think this year we have a real good reason to do that. And you know, congratulations to their program for making that postseason. So
yeah, it's so exciting. And staying up last night, and I told the guys that I was watching the game with. Again, everybody in a different spot last night. Either you're huddled in your home. I was amazed at how many people that I knew went to the game. I didn't think there would be room for that many people. Festive atmosphere. I told him in the eighth inning, I said, we got the top of the lineup coming up. We just need a couple of these clowns to get on. And when we got the power coming up, and sure enough, Billy Butler and some of the guys came through. Salvi Perez, even though he had the game winner, still can't hang on, stay away from that pitch that's 10 feet outside, but that's okay. Let's talk about what's going on, though, with the Lopers. The Loper football team is back at home this weekend. Volleyball's on the road. Soccer continues to be that road warrior. But you've got a special event, and I want to start with that Taste of Kearney, because we've got food going on, and everybody loves food. Everybody's ready for the football team to win. You're kind of tying it together. Tell me what's going on Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, and we're just glad to have the team back in town. And, you know, I tell you what, this is a new event. It's going to be the inaugural event here in Kearney for this. And for those of you out there who are familiar with, you know, events like the Taste of Kearney, I know Chicago and obviously Omaha host a similar type of event as well. And so we're sort of playing off of that. You know, we spoke to the chancellor earlier in the year, and he is in full support of this. And you know, we want to find a way to tie some events that are going to draw the community and you know, a new fan base. You know, this is a great opportunity to come out and get some great food, like you said. You know, experience Loperville that's going to be going on right next to it. And then also see some good football afterwards.
Speaking of the chancellor, I've seen him at a high school concession stand, so I know I know he is a fan. What are we going to be experiencing here? When we talk Taste of Chicago or other cities, there's a certain genre of food, a certain taste of food. And I know when we're talking Nebraska, we're talking meat. We're right, talking potatoes. Right. But you've got a variety of folks that are going to be there. What should folks expect that they get to sample? What's kind of the protocol?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of places or a lot of vendors here in Kearney that, you know, are unique, so to speak, in terms of what they offer. And so, you know, when you're talking from appetizers and catering, you know, opportunities that they have, these represent the best of the best. And, you know, I mean, for those of you here familiar with some of the ones here in Kearney, True Cafe, the Cellar Bar and Grill, Runza, Dickie's, Flippin' Sweet, and then also the Market Grill will all be there with either a truck or some sort of a tent set up. Tickets are $1 per sample or per taste, and that will get you a certain amount of food depending on what the vendor would want to provide. And then also to UNK students, we're doing a half off per taste. And so it's really a great event. There's going to be a lot of variety there. You know, it's very affordable. And not to mention that, you know, obviously, you know, just the fact that Loperville is going to be there. Live music provided by Brody Ray Runge, local, you know, local talent here that's really doing some things on the regional and national scene now.
Cool.
And so he's going to be there playing, and, you know, it'll just kind of be a festival atmosphere.
Now, this is going on from 11 to 2 Saturday there at UNK, which leads us up to the 2 o'clock kickoff for the football game. As you said, the music will be going on. So the tickets, you can pick those up right there. You just purchase tickets when you come in. Is that the story?
Yep. We'll have tickets available right there. And then also, if you're interested in pre-sale, you can stop by the UNK athletic office or the UNK Alumni House, and we'll have those available for you. But, you know, we're expecting a pretty big crowd for this. I think that there's a few on-campus events that are going on in terms of Loper Preview Day for some incoming freshmen, and then some other things that are going to be happening in conjunction with it from, you know, ranging from reunions to other things. And so, you know, we're actually full in terms of the tailgating space for Loperville, and so that's been a real big success this year. And so, you know, just come out and experience that. You know, it's great to bring your family. You're going to know somebody there. And that's the best part about this type of event is, you know, the fact that it's on campus, but we're offering, you know, fans and people in the community a chance to come and experience, you know, the Loper experience.
And for some of the folks that come into Cunningham's today that are Loper fans, we're going to have some Taste of Kearney tickets for you to give away. We'll be doing that here today during our luncheon at Cunningham's. So it's all tied to the good food that you can experience with a Taste of Kearney. Now, give me a ballpark. I don't know what these samples are going to be. When I purchase my tickets, do I need 5? Because I'm going to sample 5 things and that's going to fill me up. Or do I need 10, or how many should I get?
Well, I think, first of all, Doug, you're probably an exception. So, you know, I would probably closer to 10 or 15. But, no, I mean, you know, these are pretty generous samplings. And I think the goal of this for these vendors is to just get, you know, exactly what it is. I mean, to provide an opportunity for them to, you know, share their product, and then also just, you know, contribute to the whole of the atmosphere. And so, you know, depending on who it is, you know, you could spend a dollar at one place and get a half plate of nachos or whatever it may be. But you know, I'm going to have to start early because with the game coming up, I'm hoping they'll be there 4 hours before so we can get that taken care of. So
we get a pre-taste of the taste of Kearney that's going on. Bring the family out. That's always fun that you can just kind of sample and taste every single thing that's going on out there. Sean Fairbanks, Assistant Athletic Director at UNK, with us for another couple minutes on the Loper Link. Getting away from that just a tad, you brought up Loperville. And I know this is something that Athletic Director Plinski really wanted to take to that next level. Let's face it. I like to come down to the beverage area here at Cunningham's or a variety of places. People like to go to the game. If they're going to Division I, if they're going to Northwest Missouri State, I mean, we keep getting compared to some of these venues. You want to have a little fun. You want to tailgate a little bit ahead of time. It seems to me the Lopers have kind of opened up and accept that in a controlled environment. Tell me how that's grown in your eyes the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it is something that we've always offered in the past probably 8 to 10 years. And I think the thing that is setting this apart and just, you know, when Paul came to campus, he really made a priority to provide our football team and our football fans the game experience, you know, option. And so this adds to that. And the location is a huge key to that. You know, it's very it's adjacent to the football field. You know, fans can be there for pregame. They can come for halftime. And there are beverages, obviously, available. But I think the best part about it is, I mean, we have a TV set up in there. You know, Russell's Electronics has really helped us out and provided the hospitality in there. The seller has been a great partner for us. And so it's a cumulative effort to really just to kind of make, you know, College game day what it is just here in Kearney and accessible right here.
UNK just got done with hosting the biggest cross-country meet of the year, the high school meet out at the Kearney Country Club.
I think Rich is still out of breath, actually. So.
Well, Rich is kind of like me. We talk a lot. He should be fine. But all the work that the guys do out there is great. What else do I need to know about Loper Athletics besides the actual sporting? Anything else you need to be bringing up?
Well, and you know, also in conjunction with this game, we are doing a Take a Kid to the Game Day promotion, which is you know, anyone who you know, an adult ticket will get you free admission for a child 12 and under. And so we're excited about that. I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is we appreciate the mentorship opportunities that our student athletes provide to community youth, some of the things in the programming that we do within KPS, and then also some other things in the community. I mean, you know, we have student athletes that do over 9,000, you know, hours of service. Cool. Each year. And so, you know, we want to expose that product to, you know, to the youth here in Kearney. And so we're really excited to offer that, you know, bring the kids, come out early to, you know, get some food. We're going to have jumparoos obviously available and some other kids games that are going on out there. And so you can, you know, let the kids do that while you're actually watching the game and everything. So we hope that we have a pretty good lineup.
Ladies and gentlemen, anytime it says bouncy houses, that's the place you want to be. Bounce houses, face painting. There's free ice cream for the kids. That's all part of the Take a Kid to the Game promotion that's going on Saturday for Central Oklahoma and UNK. The kickoff is at 2 o'clock. And, of course, the Taste of Kearney is going on from 11 to 2 with great food. Dollar to sample this, a dollar to sample that, a dollar to sample number C or number 3 and then letter J and all that that's going to get you through. And, Sean, it should be a great Saturday, as we say. It works out. You can come out, enjoy the Lopers, catch the Husker game at night, enjoy your weekend. Supposed to be some pretty darn good weather for a Saturday, so let's get them out there.
Yep, we're making up for that first weekend, so we're pretty excited to see the high of the 60s and clear skies. So.
Stupid Washburn. Sean, hey, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the weekend, all right?
Absolutely, you too.
Thanks, man. Okay. Sean Fairbanks joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The Taste of Kearney, 11 to 2 this Saturday, leading you up to the Lopers and Central Oklahoma. As we continue on with our Loper Link, let's let you know what else is going on with UNK Athletics. And we want to let you know that the volleyball team, as we said, will be on the road. They will take on Central Missouri, who's the preseason MIAA favorite, but has kind of stumbled so far this season. They're 17th in the country, but they've got about a 500 record, 8-6, I think, last I looked. The Lopers are 13-1. They'll play there Friday, and then Lindenwood on Saturday. UNK went 3-0 last week. The soccer team, they're struggling a little bit. Hopefully they can get a couple of wins over the weekend because Coach Meisner will be with us next Wednesday on our Loper Link. They fell to Southwest Baptist 4-2. They'll be on the road at Lindenwood and Central Missouri, just like the volleyball team, this weekend. Just last Wednesday, a couple of things that came out after the Doug and Daddy show. Anna Summers was the MIAA Women's Golfer of the Week after winning the Shadron State invite. And the basketball teams will begin practicing on October the 15th, and their schedules were released last week. No exhibition game scheduled as of yet for the men, and for the women it's just an alumni game, the first time they haven't played the Huskers in years in an exhibition game. The women will open on November 14th. At Wayne State, play at Northern State the next night, and then return home November 17th to play Midland University, while the Loper men will open the season at home November 15th against Colorado Mines. They'll play just two games before December the 1st. The women will get six in before that. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. Call Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair. Fair ball. Up the left field line. Here's Cologne. And the Royals win it.
I'm sorry, that's going to go down in history, especially if the Royals can keep moving things along. The Royals will play at the Angels in L.A. We will have Royals baseball for you throughout the playoffs on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, beginning tomorrow night, and action gets underway at 8 o'clock. They will be the second game action in the American League coming up on Thursday. So they'll play Thursday and Friday at the Angels, and then if you're going to try and get down to Kansas City, they play Sunday night at 6:30, and if there is a fourth game, then they would play Monday at a time to yet be determined. But again, 8 o'clock on Thursday, 8:30 on Friday, and then 6:30 back home in Kansas City on Sunday. It is our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. We invite you to come in. We've had good crowds, very good crowds, the last couple of weeks. And come on in. Enjoy lunch. The wing special today. Eight delicious wings, your choice of sauce, every Wednesday here at Cunningham. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will be rolling in to talk Husker football with us at the end of the program. And then, of course, talking Husker football from 12 until 1 today here at Cunningham's. Get registered for the Nebraska-Minnesota tickets and a chance to win a Cunningham's gift card at the end of the show today. We'll take a break. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, coming up.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see decreasing cloud cover in our forecast for today with a warm high near 78 degrees, and then rain is likely tonight as a cold front moves in from the northwest. We'll drop to a low of 49. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now it's 68.
From Cunningham Journal Lofton Courtyard here in downtown Kearney on the north side of the bricks. We invite you to come on down and join us for our Husker Lunch, which we have Wednesdays during game weeks. Now, next week is a bye week, so we'll take the week off. I mean, we want to talk about that big matchup with bye, but we will take next week off, be back in a couple of weeks. But today, we are here at Cunningham's Journal. Love to have you come in, enjoy some lunch, and talk Husker football with Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal-Star. Folks, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is always with us, no matter whether we're in studio or on the road. And Midway continues to grow, expand. They get more vehicles on the lots. They have more satisfied customers. And as the community continues to grow, there are more vehicles to work on. Maybe you just need that routine oil change. Maybe there's some maintenance, tire rotation, whatever the case may be. They need your help, whether you're in the sales, whether you're into mechanics, whether you are into marketing. There are all kinds of job opportunities coming up now with Midway Careers. And go to MidwayCareers.com, a special website with ThinkMidway.com, and find out what's going on. Midway is growing, seeking motivated, enthusiastic individuals, and you don't even need experience because they will train you. See the full list of jobs, and you can even apply online at MidwayCareers.com. MidwayCareers.com. Part of a Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Bob Jensen is back with us after running around all night with his shirt off through downtown Central City with KC painted on his chest. Bob, good morning.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought under the cover of darkness that might have gone unnoticed, actually. But it is a kind of a glorious morning. I'm not the biggest Kansas City Royals fan, but I certainly understand an underdog story. And that was fantastic. And, you know, I know this thing's been talked to death already, but the way they won it, I mean, how can you not just be charmed by something like that? That was awesome. Now they get to play at least four more times.
Well, there you go. We hope that they can get some advancement here against the Angels. I know there's some people that kind of like what they've got going on. But, oh, boy, week six of the high school football season, meaning that we'll be two-thirds of the way through football, and the weather actually seems to be getting a little bit better. But we saw some incredible football, some eye-popping results last Friday night.
Yeah, we did. I tell you what, we had the complete home makeover in Class B. I know that. Our good friends there at Aurora certainly held up their end of the bargain, beating McCook. And I tell you what, there's times when you just want to pull over and call the station and make sure they got the score, you know, make sure they didn't flip it. You know, Blair scoring 45 points on Scott is that's probably right up there with one of the most shocking things we've seen so far this year.
What do you count? Was there anything standing out, injuries, illnesses, fluke plays, numerous turnovers in any of these upsets that make you say, well, it was an off night? Or did a legit Blair team that started the year 0-3 or Aurora just play their best games of the year?
Well, dude, here's the deal. Scott did turn it over four times. Okay, now that doesn't explain 45 points because talking with Coach Brian Soakup earlier in the week from Blair, you know, he said on tape they thought they could They thought they could exploit the Scott secondary. Once again, high school kids can't cover the pass. And they happen to have a sensational receiver, a kid that we wrote about this week in Huskerland. His name's Vance Jansen. And, you know, he had 10 catches for 197 and two touchdowns. So, yeah, there was some turnovers, but that does not explain 45 points. I think in many ways Aurora just beat McCook. I tell you, Jake Kittle's had himself quite a year. And it's nice to have a go-to quarterback. And, of course, people in our part of the state, you know, I suppose we probably have a little special appreciation for that McCook-Aurora or Aurora-McCook, however you want to say it, rivalry has produced a lot of great games, a lot of important games, a lot of, I wouldn't call it, I hate to use the word surprise, but it was a surprise. It was a surprise that Aurora beat McCook. But the Huskies, they're winners, and winners win. And that was a great win for them.
You still think Scott's the best team in B?
God, isn't that scary to consider? I mean, I don't know. I don't think Blair would necessarily want to go 2 out of 3, but they got him once. And if Scott isn't the best team, then you got some soul searching to do, because if they're not the best team, it could be any of 7 or 8 teams. Elkhorn and Elkhorn South play each other. You know, they're both undefeated, 1-2, whatever. It seems to me it's like maybe the next last week of the regular season, but I suppose that's the next big test. And you got Gretna, they're undefeated, but, you know, they've mastered the 2-point win. So I'm not entirely sure that they're the kind of team that could beat either Elkhorn, but they might be.
Talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of our Husker Lunch every Wednesday here at Cunningham's. We invite you to come in and join us. Bob, I did not hear, and maybe BDS is going to be an exception, but I did not read in the preview or hear in our first few conversations this season that the Giltners, the Exeter Milligans, these perennial class D1 and D2 powers were going to have their best ever football teams. So I transitioned that into, why are we seeing, it seems like, even more points scored and less defense from these football teams that have been consistently in the top 10?
Well, you've hit a nerve there, because, I mean, points are, it's just crazy what points there are. Throw out the lopsided games that we have in eight-man football, of which there are sadly way too many. You've got top teams playing top teams, just scoring their brains out. And, I don't know, Giltner's given up 156 points in 2 games. I mean, that's insane. And here's the deal. I still think Giltner's one of the best teams in D2. But I don't have a direct answer for that. But I will tell you that Exeter Milligan specifically, you know, they lost 3 All-Staters last year. You know, all state champions do that. But, I love this kid, Kyle Jensen. He is, in my mind, one of the best clutch players in the state. He got loose the other night against Giltner. Ben Hendricks had, I mean, they still might be totaling his statistics from Giltner. I don't know. There are, though. There's a lot of points. I saw Myrna score 80 in one night. Thought that was amazing until the next week they scored 90. So I don't know. I don't know if it has to do with some of the new looks that maybe the offenses have. Because traditionally, defense you can kind of play defense if you want to play defense, but that's proven to be a whole lot harder to do, especially in 8-man this year.
Talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Let's take a look at Hastings St. Cecilia. They get ready to take on Southern Valley this week, who's off to a nice 4-1 start. You've got Hastings St. Cecilia sitting in the 4 slot. What keeps them at number 4? Because they seem to be pretty darn good.
They are pretty darn good. And it's entirely possible. Now, this may come as a surprise, dude. It's possible I'm wrong. I'm man enough to admit that again and again and again. But, it's just crowded at the top. And, again, I have a whole bunch of respect for Carl Tesmer and his football program. And they're good. And the young kids they've got on that team have really supplemented those upper classes where, St. Cecilia's, You know, if you want to tell me Saint Cecilia wins state this year, I got no problem with that. I think we're going to see a whole lot. In fact, I wrote about that this morning. Battle Creek plays Hardington Cedar Catholic 1-3 tomorrow or Friday night. Now, if Battle Creek rolls them up, then somebody had better go find some friends to play them in the playoffs. If somehow Cedar keeps it close, which they did against Aquinas, or somehow beats Battle Creek, then that opens the door, certainly for a team like St. Cecilia. Aquinas is back in the mix. You know, you got to give some consideration to St. Pat's and Sutton. I mean, Sutton is sitting there just, you know, biding its time. You know, they play Donovan Trumbull this week, and that is a big game, and you don't want to bypass that. But I'm not coaching, so I can. October 17th, that's the date. St. Cecilia plays Sutton. And that may turn out to be an all-timer. Can't wait.
Ooh, because Sutton and I talked to Coach Raymer this morning. They get ready for the 3-in-a-row. They're 5-0, but four of the teams they've played are 1-4, and then they beat Sandy Creek last week. And I am interested, and I think Coach Raymer is as well, to see what he has, because you've got a nice piece up on the website today, which will be in the paper, I'm sure, on the weekend, Friday, when we get it in the mail. You know, that's what you get in the mailbox for the youngsters out there. But Noah Johnson has rushed for nearly 1,500 yards in five games. 1,450, that's just under 300 yards rushing per football game. But I don't think we know how good Sutton is. I think they're going to get all they want from Donovan Trumbull in what's been one of the great rivalries here over the last 3 years, the last two schools to represent the West in the C2 finals.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm not discounting Donovan Trumbull at all. I had breakfast with those boys back before the season started, and they didn't know it, I don't think. But I was sitting next to a whole table full of them. They're at Perkins in Grand Island. And, you know, they were talking a little smack. They're ready to get going. I think the general consensus is that, you know, they want to prove that they can still play some football at Donovan. You know, it's a 7-0 ball game against St. Cecilia, which I think we both agree is an outstanding football team. And then you tack on a couple late ones. I don't know. You're right. I mean, Sutton hasn't necessarily played the schedule that some schools have, but, man, I just see Noah Johnson as such a trump card. And they've got a veteran. They've got veterans in the right places. That line of theirs is really good. It's an athletic line. They're not going to go 280 shoulder to shoulder, but they can move some people around, and we'll see. We'll see. Maybe a whole different conversation when we talk next Wednesday, but I like Sutton. We'll see what happens.
Just a couple of minutes left here with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report on the Doug. How about that on the Doug and Daddy Show? I'm all choked up, Bobby.
Well, you know, I don't know why that would possibly be, Duda, but you're a seasoned veteran. I'm sure we'll get
They're
through
showing
that.
Royals highlights right now, and I'm kind of tearing up.
That's
but
awesome.
Let's get now that I've composed myself for at least 20 more seconds. I have the Kearney Lincoln East game Friday afternoon on Classic Hits 4:30. Lincoln East now has, through the first 5 weeks, supposedly made themselves the best team in Lincoln. Is that true, and is that saying anything?
Well, I don't know. They might be, I guess. It's just not a good year for football in Lincoln. You know, I'm a big believer in not coming down real hard on high school kids because they're high school kids doing the best they can. But, you know, you're used to seeing a certain level of football in Lincoln, and it's just not there. You know, you had Southeast Wind State a couple of years ago. You throw that out the window. It's been some tough sledding. And Lincoln, you know, Kearney's going to beat Lincoln East pretty badly. As far as if that's the best team in Lincoln, I don't know. It might be. It's kind of 6-1, half dozen or another. The one team that I did think coming into the season that had the pieces in place was Southwest, and it hasn't happened yet. I mean, they've got the kind of talent that, you know, they could without even looking at their schedule, they could win the rest of their regular season games. But that kind of performance just hasn't happened yet. And I think Brian Arp will probably put a couple of those Lincoln East boys in his back pocket. And, you know, Kearney probably going to win that game pretty handily. That would be my guess.
Well, let's bring a couple of eight-man games here that I think will be interesting over the weekend on Friday night. You've got a rivalry game for sure, and you've got a battle of 4-0s. Elm Creek is at Arapahoe, and Bertrand is at Elwood.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, Elwood, see, I'm going to go back to that game that I saw when Anselmo Myrna was at Elwood. It was just insane. Myrna scored 80 points that night. I think they scored something like 38 in the third quarter or some crazy thing like that. But Elwood's a good football team. And I'm telling you what, there aren't very many programs in the state that have a kid like Zach Hackbart on their team. That kid is outstanding. Their quarterback, a tremendous player. The younger kid from Bertrand is good. We got Steve Colfack in the saddle there at Bertrand, so you got him. And Coach Malberg, two of the great gentlemen in eight-man coaching, which says quite a bit about eight-man coaching, I think, right there. But that would be worth my $5 to get in just to watch the two of them. That'll be a good ball game. As far as Arapahoe and Elm Creek, Elm Creek's cruising along, kind of winning. I don't know that they've been pressured the way they were last year at times. And Arapahoe is undefeated, but really hasn't played a successful team yet. And so when you get done with this, like you said earlier, you're going to know a lot more about both these teams. It just seems like that's a game that Elm Creek probably wins fairly handily, but this Brennan Kohler down at Arapahoe is a stud running back, and you need a guy like that to win a game like that. So you got him and Christian Best at Elm Creek, who has just lit it up this year. So I don't know. I think that's Elm Creek's game to win. I think Elwood probably beats Bertrand, but there'll be two great games, two great games with four really good teams.
Last moment here with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Bob, have you decided where you're going? Is there a big one outside of our area?
Well, I tell you what, I'm really leaning towards Battle Creek. I have not seen Battle Creek this year. They like I said, they do play Hardington Cedar Catholic. That's number one against number three. And I got to be real honest. Another real compelling reason for me to go to that game, Duda, one of the interviews I did in the preseason was with a young man by the name of Louis DeJager. It's spelled Lewis to you and me, but it's Louis. He's from South Africa. Anybody who read his story in the preview knows that this kid's had a fairly torturous path to get to this point in his life. He's a kid that I pull for greatly. He's a tremendous football player, and I'd love to see him play firsthand. And on top of that, that should prove to be one of the great games of the weekend.
Well, we got to see Battle Creek and Donovan in the state semifinals last year, and they were, if they weren't the second-best team, they were the third, and all of them were in the West. So they're very good. I think they're definitely deserving of number one because you knew what they were going to have coming back. As we wrap things up here with Bob Jensen, who has joined us every Wednesday during football season for a number of years, and we appreciate his time. Last night, Bob, I had some volleyball, and it was Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, so that brought Brian Gallagher over. And today is the funeral for Brad Fosberg, cancer victim at the age of 51. And I said, I guess the only good thing, the silver lining, because there is no good thing, the silver lining is that when you know cancer's coming, you get a chance to kind of say your goodbyes. You get a chance to, you get a chance to say and do some things. And that church today will be absolutely packed with one of the great guys, not only of Grand Island, but in our business. And I know he will be missed.
You know, I wrote about Brad this morning, too, and I wrote something to the effect that he's been a great asset to the Grand Island community. He's more than that. He's a great asset to the human race. Just a sweet man who never met somebody who wasn't his friend, he just loved being Brad Fosberg. He loved being the guy on the morning show talking the little old ladies through today's weather. He loved being around the races. He loved being at a high school game. And, he just had such an easy way about him. I mean, if you couldn't find a way to converse with Brad Fosberg, then you're not much of a human being. And, yeah, you're right. Getting to say goodbye, terribly bittersweet. I talked to Steve Stein just 2 weeks ago about Brad's condition and all that, and pretty much knew this was coming. But Brad was a hell of a guy. He was a hell of a professional, and I'm glad he was my friend. I know he's your friend, and you're right. I hope that today they send him off in style.
Well, we'll end it with that, Bob. And, again, great to call you friend and appreciate the work that you do with us. And enjoy some football. It's going to be a beautiful beautiful Friday night.
Yeah, you bet, dude. Have a good week.
See you, buddy. That's Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Going to be some great football this week. We've got you covered here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic and Central City will be on 1460. It'll be Schuyler and Hastings on 1550. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia and Southern Valley. And then on Classic Hits, we will have the Kearney High-Lincoln East game at 4 pregame, kickoff at 4:30. That will be followed by the Tri-City Storm because of what we've got going on. We've got the Royals in the playoffs, so the Royals games Thursday and Friday will be on the Breeze 94.5 and Huskers Saturday. So we will have the Storm Friday and Saturday on Classic Hits. We will be streaming the Sutton and Donovan Trumbull game on PlatteRiverPreps.com. So you'll be able to hear it on your smartphone, your mobile phones, your computers, and we will have that rivalry game for you as well. Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's. And Cunningham's and our Husker Lunch, stop on by. And whether you want pizza, whether you want the wing special today, whether you want the Juicy Lucy, the Juicy Jack, maybe you want one of their great sandwiches, a skewer, which I tried last time. It's so good. And of course, come on in, enjoy Major League Baseball, enjoy Husker games, and during the Husker Lunch and Sunday NFL, get registered to win tickets to the Nebraska-Minnesota game. Come on in for our Husker Lunch. We're here right now. Steve Sipple from 12 to 1 talking Husker football as well. We'll talk to Sip in just a little bit. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Southern Hills Golf Course invites you to come out and experience the most beautiful course in the area during the nicest time of the year. Play 9 holes with a cart for only $20. Play 18 holes with a cart for only $35. Even better, tell them you heard this ad for the Southern Hills Golf Fall Special and get a free bag of range balls. The best deal of the year. And don't miss out on the free range balls. Southern Hills Golf Course in Hastings. It's where you want to be.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Cologne! And the Royals win!
It's not going to get old, folks. It's just not going to get old, just like Husker football victory. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will be here at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch from noon to 1. Folks starting to file in for their Wednesday lunch. Room for you to come in and join us today. We'd love to have you. Come on in. Get registered with your lunch purchase for our Cunningham's gift card and for Minnesota-Nebraska football tickets. And right now, T&L Irrigation, who loves to hear about Husker football and the success they're having, wants you to have success in the field. And they're even offering their Harvest Special $5 per foot discount. You can save $6,500 when you buy a quarter mile long T&L pivot. Get decades of reliability with that T&L pivot system. If you need another one, if yours needs replaced, or if you're ready to go a different direction and junk that old system that you are not pleased with, T&L is there for you. Contact your local T&L dealer or go to TLIRR.com for more information. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Well, the ESPN Heisman Watch, their experts poll, is out every Tuesday, and Amir Abdullah is gaining ground. He moved into fourth last week. He stays in fourth this week, and he is almost caught Amari Cooper, the wide receiver from Alabama, and this will be a big game, Alabama against Mississippi, Nebraska against Michigan State. I think it's huge for Amir Abdullah, unfortunately, that a lot will be put on this. But if he does have that successful game, I think it allows him to maybe have an off game against a non-superior opponent, which Nebraska will see a lot of in the following month, at least on paper. So Abdullah gets that 150. I don't know. What does he need? What do you guys think he needs? We may discuss that a little bit more on tomorrow's show. What do you think Amir Abdullah needs from the Heisman standpoint? If Nebraska wins and Amir does this, he's going to shoot up. Does he need 100? Does he need 150? Does he need 110 and three touchdowns? Does he need 200? Does he need to score? Does he need to return a kick? I'll tell you what, if he does return something in special teams and gets a couple of touchdowns, he will rocket up. Even if it's 82 yards, if he gets three touchdowns, I think he shoots up there. But, I mean, something like 150 and two touchdowns I think should be good enough. Todd Gurley actually surpasses Marcus Mariota by 1 point in the ESPN Experts poll for the Heisman Watch. Then it's Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama, Amir Abdullah, and quarterback Kenny Hill from Texas A&M, who, as I said a couple of weeks ago, I believe will continue to kind of drop down. Melvin Gordon gets a vote in there, Everett Golston of Notre Dame, and then you'll have a BYU and Mississippi State's quarterback there as well. So we'll see how it all plays out. We're not even halfway through the football season, and that's what makes it fun. Let's take a look at a couple of other sporting notes. A reminder that the playoffs continue tonight. San Francisco is at Pittsburgh. Pregame at 6:30. First pitch at 7:07 here on ESPN Radio. Rory McIlroy today voted the PGA Tour Player of the Year for the second time in the last 3 years. No surprise, he won the British Open, the PGA Championship, and is the world number one. Well, are you ready for Omaha football to be on ESPN? Well, the new FXFL, which is the Fall Experimental Football League, has signed a deal with ESPN to have its games broadcast online and through the ESPN app. In fact, the league begins with four teams next Wednesday, and Omaha will be hosting Boston in the opener. Commissioner Brian Woods calls having ESPN involved with its Game of the Week broadcast very exciting and important. He was on last month with Mike and Mike in the morning, so you kind of knew that ESPN was very interested in that. So keep an eye open for that. The Nebraska Danger have released their 14-game football schedule for the 2015 season. The 10-team league will have an intense conference. The Danger are in with Tri-Cities Fever of Washington, Wichita Falls, Colorado Ice, and the Billings Wolves. They will open at Green Bay, a member of the United Conference, Sunday, March 1st. The home opener for the Nebraska Danger, Saturday night, March 7th, against Wichita Falls, Texas. Hastings College Volleyball is in action tonight as they play at Bellevue. First serve is set for 7 o'clock. The Broncos did fall out of the national top 25 this week. For Hastings soccer, men are 15, women are 25th. The men, a scoreless tie with Midland yesterday. The women will play Midland today. And some good high school volleyball action last night. A lot of five-setters around the area. Hope you got a chance to go out and enjoy some of that. We are going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do that, let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you who wins tonight's wild card game between the Pirates and the Giants, and an overwhelming 78% of you take Mason Bumgarner and the Giants to beat Volquez and the Pirates, 78% to 22%. Thought it'd be a little bit closer than that. as we talked about yesterday, I'm rooting for the Pirates, but the Giants probably have a solid pitcher going out there, so we'll see how that goes. Now, vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Who will win the American League pennant? Who's going to the World Series now that we're down to the Final Four in the American League? The Angels, the Orioles, the Tigers, or the Royals? I'll vote Tigers. That's who I took at the very beginning of the year. I'll stay with the Tigers. I have the Tigers beating the Royals, picked that at the beginning of the year in the American League Championship Series, and I think that would be awesome to get that right, but I think the Royals would have a better chance if they played Baltimore, although they've never had a lot of success against Baltimore when both of those teams weren't very good. Producer Jeff fills us in that it's been 10,565 days in between Royals postseason wins. 10,565 days. We'll take a break and be back with more. Our Husker Lunch with Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star here at Cunningham. Slide on in. Room for you to enjoy some lunch, talk some Husker football, and we'll be right back. It's Michigan State Week.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
We all learned at a young age what it was like to be protected, even if our parents went to extremes. Farm Bureau agents learned those lessons well and put them into practice every day. So if your Farm Bureau agent reminds you of your parents in overprotective mode, that's okay. They're just going to extremes to make insurance simple.
In Kearney, visit Don Snyder at agentdonsnyder.com to see how he makes insurance simple.
Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
What if I told you that car buying doesn't have to be an ordeal? No more high-pressure salesmen. No more pressure to buy something you don't want. Well, it's true at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. The entire process is easy and low stress. Check out their entire inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Then visit the showroom on North 2nd Avenue to see how friendly and helpful the staff really is. Their parts and service department will make owning your car just as easy as buying it. Small enough to know you, big enough to help you. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Now's the time to save some money and get fit at the Hastings Family Y. Sign up for a Y membership between September 28th and October 15th, and the Hastings Family Y will waive the facility fee. The Hastings Family Y offers an array of fitness programs and workout equipment to keep you and your family healthy and in shape. There's two locations to serve you at 16th and 18th Street Y's in Hastings. For more information or to sign up for a Y membership, contact the Hastings Family Y at 402-463-3139.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, inviting you to Kearney's first Oktoberfest this Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. It's a celebration of Nebraska's growing craft brew industry. Over 15 craft brews will be on tap with great German food and live music. And then the Nebraska-Michigan State football game will be on several big screens throughout the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Now, VIP hour is from 4 until 5. Your $30 ticket will get you a complimentary mug, sampling, and music by the Leolani Trio, and drink tickets. Now, the standard admission, which is just $5, allows you to be there from 5 until 11, and you can buy commemorative mugs, you can buy your drink tickets, and of course, you'll watch the games from 5 to 11 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. It is music provided, great German food. It is Kearney Oktoberfest, the VIP from 4 to 5. Everyone will be invited from 5 until 11 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday night. Music by One Horse Town and Steve Sipple favorite band, Acid Polka. What's up, Sim?
How are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing good. And you want to know why I'm doing good?
Why?
Because you're the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line. Here's Cologne. And the Royals win it.
Are you a Royals fan?
Well, I'm not anti-Royal. And I watched it till the 11th. So are you a Royals fan?
Yeah.
Lifelong?
Yeah, lifelong. And again, I put this caveat out there. When the Royals stunk, you had to find somebody else to root for. That didn't mean they were your favorite team. I picked the Braves before they got good, okay, late 80s. And then they got
late
good.
Late 80s.
So that was
so
good.
Old.
Well, I know. It's
so you're
it's
watching.
First year. I was college freshman when they won the World Series.
Who were the good players? Dale Murphy?
Yeah, you had Murphy.
Otis Nixon?
Yeah, you had some. You had the guys that you used to watch. Who was the third baseman? His name slips my mind. But they were on TV. They were easy to watch, and you kind of liked Greg Maddux and Glavin and Smoltz when they were coming up. So I rooted for them, but always rooted.
Bob Horner.
Yeah, and so some of those guys, they were fun to watch. But, yeah, I'll be honest. I got up and ran around the room when they won the game last night.
Did you really?
And that wasn't planned. That wasn't planned. I mean, you just sat there and you went, I told the guys I was watching the game with when we got to the eighth. I said it a couple times on the show. It's 7-3, but the Royals got the top of the order coming up. It's not over.
Wow,
gotta believe.
Really?
You gotta believe.
Really?
And they did it. It's the first team to ever do that. But that's so
yeah,
it is what it is.
I mean, I'm obviously not a huge fan because when the Royals went down, I think they went down 5-3 in the sixth. Is that right?
7-3.
Seventh.
All the way.
7-3. And I turned it. Then I started watching Sons of Anarchy. And then I watched Sons of Anarchy, which is a great show. And then I turned it back, and they're going in the 10th. So I watched the 10th and 11th, and I wanted to stay awake, but I knew I had to be here, and I had to be on my game, so I went to sleep.
Well, Steve Sipple is wide awake and ready to talk Husker football with all the folks here at Cunningham. We're starting to fill up. So, again, even if you don't get lunch till 12:30, we're here. Come on in and order lunch. Enjoy a great day of Husker football as they get ready for the Michigan State game. And before we get to that, just a quick thought at Illinois. As I was looking, you know, you go to the eating establishment, you come here to Cunningham's, you go to a bar, they've all got the Husker schedule, and the offense is continuing to score. Points, 40 points, 40 points, 40 points. Even against McNeese State, all their points basically, except the last were in the first half. This football team has not been a slow starter, and the defense has given up the score. But outside of that, they've always answered the bell. And yes, Tommy's doing a great job, but I don't think we realize as Husker fans maybe how good the offense is, although everybody counters with how weaker the defenses were playing. How good is the offense, Sip?
I think it's a really good offense, and I think they'll keep putting up big numbers, and I think they'll put up numbers this week. I mean, Michigan State's defense is good. It'll be the biggest test, but, I mean, Nebraska has always put up numbers against Michigan State. They put up numbers against Michigan State last year. Michigan State was a better defense.
How do they do that? What's the
secret?
Know.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, sometimes, you know, in sports, there's just certain matchups that one team, it works for better. Maybe that's one of those. Maybe it's one of those. Hard to say. I mean, nobody can give an explanation for that, but it's there. And I suspect that Nebraska will be able to run the ball against them. It won't be easy, but I think they can run for 200-plus yards. I think Amir can run for 150 yards. And, I mean, they did it. Amir ran for 123 last year. Nebraska ran for 182 against them last year, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And, you know, that wasn't a game where Nebraska could run a lot because they were playing from behind. I think it's a good offense. I mean, Doug, you just got to trust your eyes. They have good players.
You have told me. You told me 2 weeks ago when you were here. You told me earlier this season. I have not changed my stance all that much. I'm a little surprised that this will be a higher scoring game than we would have thought. You keep telling me that Michigan's Nebraska matches up well with Michigan State. I thought this was the for sure loss of the year for Nebraska. Where do you see the matchups that are so good, and what makes you give Nebraska hope on the road?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, it's the core, I would say the core of my discussion begins with the fact that Nebraska probably can run the ball. And you know what else? Nebraska can stop the run pretty well. Now, if you're running it and stopping the run pretty well, you're going to have a good chance. And I think that's the case. Now, Nebraska can't turn it over like it did last year. But there you go. There's the second part of the discussion. If you look at that game last year, it's 41-28. Now, remember late in the third quarter when Stanley Jean-Baptiste had an interception deep in Michigan State territory with Michigan State leading 27-21. At that point, they were minus five in turnovers and knocking on the door to go ahead. Why do people think this would be such a big upset? I mean, I'd be surprised if it's not a game that goes down to the wire. Now, I'll be surprised, a little surprised if Nebraska wins, but not too surprised.
Well, the spread's only
what is it?
Eight.
That's high.
That's kind of consistent.
High.
Too high.
Seems
huh?
high.
Well, it opened right around 7.5, 8, shot to 10, came back down 9.
Shot to 10.
It's had a lot of movement. It had a lot of movement in 24 hours, which is very unusual. So people are paying attention to this, but conversely, national stage, are people paying attention to this? Game day stays in the SEC.
On the other hand, they love the Mississippi deal.
Well, what do you think?
It's Fowler-Herbstreit.
Exactly, ABC game.
Yeah, ABC game. I think people will pay attention a little bit. I don't know. I don't gauge that stuff very well.
Then I'll give you this. Okay. You've had a couple of really great articles again this week, folks. Check it out at thejournalstar.com.
Thank you.
Okay,
Bill.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They make you think a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's their weakness? What's Michigan State's weakness?
Well, they're not playing real good defense. They're not. Their secondary hasn't been great. If you watch the Wyoming game, watch a very mediocre running back, go the distance on one, 50-plus yard run. Wyoming averaged 5.7 yards per play against them, converted 5 of 12 third downs. Their defense isn't what it's been. And you know what? Pat Narduzzi, their defensive coordinator, has been saying that since spring. The defense lost 6 starters. Its linebacker play has dropped off. Their best player is Marcus Rush. I mean, you can say what you want. Shalit Calhoun, it was the defensive lineman of the year, but his numbers aren't great. He hasn't had a great start to the year. They're a good team. They're a very good team. They're probably a very good team, but they're not okay. You're looking for reasons why Nebraska can win. Nebraska will have the two best players on the field. All right.
I mean, Randy and Amir.
Anytime you can say that. Now you're playing a top 10 team and you can still say that? That doesn't tells you a lot about Nebraska.
What about this? And this came out in the press conference, and as people keep going, why do they ask those questions? I say they're writing a story.
What's the question?
Just it doesn't even matter. I mean, you could go back to each press conference and go, okay, here's about 4 different guys with the same trying to get off the O line this week was one of the topics that was really hot, and then Michigan State's trick play, they do that a lot. That's hard. I mean, that's hard to go to practice and say, okay, we got to prepare for the fake this and that. And the coaches have been pretty upfront about it. It is what it is.
Right. I mean, you know what the buzzword is? Their awareness. Just general awareness. Keep your eyes focused on where they need to be, and you should be okay.
Good.
You know what? I think Michigan State successfully, doing a couple trick plays last year, probably almost takes that element out of it this year, because now Nebraska will be mindful of that element, or the possibility of that element. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. The big concern, and this is where Nebraska fans there'll be a lot of frustration. Connor Cook will slice them up. I mean, he's gonna throw for 250, 300, 350. If it gets out of hand, that's where Nebraska doesn't have a shot. He's a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback, and he's got a great release. He loves Lippitt, Tony Lippitt, 22 catches. The next guy only has 9, so he relies heavily on Tony Lippitt. But he really reads things well. Nebraska might have the 2 best players, but he might be the most confident player on the field.
That Dirk guy in Omaha jumped on this already earlier in the week. What if Nebraska wins and listed a whole bunch of things?
Yeah,
because then they go into the bye week and you get 2 weeks to kind of stir this whole thing up. Well, what if Nebraska wins? What's going to happen?
Well, there's a whole lot. I mean, first of all, now you look at Nebraska in kind of that playoff discussion, because I think, you know, you'd have to make Nebraska a top 10 team. If you beat the 10th ranked team in its on its home field, yeah, I think Nebraska becomes a top 10 team. And then it gets a little interesting because the schedule's soft for a while. Now they might inch ahead toward the top five by Halloween. So that's one element for sure. Amir Abdullah situation, if he would go for 150, if he would have an Amir-type game, then it pushes his status up that much more. Already he's a top five Heisman. He's in the top five of most Heisman watch lists, you'd agree.
He's in the New York. He's got the plane ticket to New York right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to go down. He's going to keep getting better as long as he stays healthy. This game, he'll do well in. I think he'll do well. Those are two things. It takes heat off the head coach, obviously. I don't know how much heat there is at this point, but you know how it's fickle. It's really fickle. This is how fickle it is. I mean, if Nebraska wins this game, I mean, he's kind of the toast now. Now Bo's got everything going. If he loses it, it's same old, same, yeah. You know, and you'll start hearing crazy talk, you know, a lot of it coming out of Omaha. We'll see what happens. But it's an interesting game on a lot of levels, and it's fun. It's fun to have, and we'll see how it goes.
We'll have fun in East Lansing, my man.
Yeah, you're gonna be in Lincoln tomorrow, huh?
Friday, Kearney, Lincoln East.
I didn't, you know, I was listening to your show. I didn't know Lincoln was kind of down in football this year. Huh?
Yeah, you might talk to Cannon Riley and find out what the heck's going on, because they're taking a pounding outside of the Lincoln.
Yeah, I heard Bob.
And he's as kind as anybody. So
is that right?
Yeah, they're taking a pounding.
He was fairly diplomatic. You were very diplomatic.
We try. Yes. We try. Steve Sipple, you want to know his prediction? Come on down to Cunningham's. We're going to turn him over to the crowd here. And Sip, enjoy East Lansing, man.
Hey, thanks, Doug. We'll talk to you soon.
Steve Sipple, he's the best Lincoln Journal star. And we will wrap things up now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to thank Sip for joining us. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We want to thank Sean Fairbanks, assistant athletic director up at UNK. Don't forget the Taste of Kearney, 11-2 leading up to the Lopers home game at 2 o'clock against Central Oklahoma. Again, we're here until 1 talking Husker football. Cunningham's Journal Loft, thanks to Mike Youssef and the gang. Don't forget, come in and watch the Husker game and all of your favorite NFL contests and Major League Baseball as well.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line. Here's Cologne. And the Royals win it.
8 o'clock tomorrow night. Royals and Angels on the Breeze 94.5. For our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great Wednesday, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.